Two senior members of Liberia's government are breaking their silence. They had kept quiet after the U.S. Treasury imposed sanctions on them in August, accusing them of corruption. Nathaniel McGill, the president's chief of staff, denies the misappropriation of public funds and of instructing warlords to threaten political rivals. He says the U.S. has got it wrong, that it's a case of mistaken identity.
But somebody may have misled them. Somebody may have told them a story that's not correct. And there are people out there who are using my name. That is a fact. It's a fact. It's been reported, people have been arrested. But somebody may say my guy is doing it, but I'm not the guy who's doing it.
The country's Solicitor General, who used to run a publication called The Plain Truth, says the U.S. accusation are all lies. He blames his former boss, the Minister of Justice, for any wrongdoing.
The Minister of Justice should be accused of all those things. He receives documents. He reviews contract. He signs contract. Never in my life since I became Solicitor General. Even Petit Kiash is the Minister of Justice.
The men have been suspended by President George Weah. The former football star was elected in 2017 on a campaign promising to fight for the rights of poor people. His goal was to eradicate corruption and poverty. Retired civil servant Paul Flomo has hoped that Weah's presidency would bring change. He's appalled that government officials are now accused of stealing millions of dollars from the state coffers from which he gets his small pension. Not only is his $60 a month pension rarely paid on time, it is a meager sum compared to the $5,000 a month salary members of parliament receive. Most Liberians live on less than $2 a day. With rising costs, what was once affordable is now a luxury. Mr. Flomo can no longer afford to buy fish or meat. Sending his daughters and grandchildren to school is now beyond his means.
It's a project of government to see about the welfare of its citizens. If the welfare of the citizens are not being sought, then we bring the government.
Weah says the economic fallout from the Ukraine war and COVID are the cause of his country's financial woes. His political opponents say mismanagement of public funds is the real reason. Following the imposition of American sanctions, an investigation is underway. The U.S. is Liberia's main international donor. And while both men are close friends with the president, in times of economic hardship, the United States is one partner Weah's government cannot afford to ignore or lose. Nicholas Hawk, Al Jazeera, Monrovia.